Welcome to the Follow-Through Factor with Joe Barker. Joe is a digital marketing expert who will guide listeners on how to grow their personal brands and leverage digital marketing best practices to grow their business.
Hey everyone, Joe Barker here with the Fortunes in the Follow-Through. So today is going to be all about Google and AI. If you've been paying any attention to the news in the last week or two, you're going to see Google came out and said, hey guys, we're bringing out Google AI search results. So what does this mean? And what exactly are we looking at? So they're shifting towards an AI-generated answers to the search queries. What does that mean? Typically, when you're looking at Google and you type in a search, you would get the paid ads up top. If it was a local search, you would get the Google My Business listing. And then below that, you get the organic search results, which is what people have spent and businesses have spent years building to get on page one of Google. That's the goal. You got to be on page one. So what happens now that Google says, hey, we're shifting. We're moving over to this AI generated answers. And really the big questions come into play in this. I think this is why it's causing so much concern from everybody's perspective is the unknown. Where are you pulling those answers from for AI? Are you taking all the data that we've been putting onto the web and Google's been pulling all these years, and now you're just going to take it yourself and provide it as answers? And then what is that going to do for the ad dollars? Are you now going to start charging for us to be a part of those AI-generated results so that way our brand is in front of that? And then what happens to web traffic? So if you don't even have to leave Google to get your answer, then what does that do to web traffic for all these other sites that have literally built their businesses on Google? It was funny this past weekend. Our family was hanging out by the pool and my 16-year-old was sitting next to me and we started talking about Google and the internet and just different topics. The topic of Google came up and I actually mentioned about this Google AI because it's been all over the tech news lately. And it was funny to listen to her because she didn't even understand what I meant by the organic results, because she's like, I don't ever go there. She's like, I type something in and it's in the question and answer part of Google. And that's where I get my answers. I don't go looking for websites that give me that answer. I want my answer. So it's pretty interesting when you really start to learn how people utilize it different, especially that those younger generations of what their expectations are and how much the search engines and the web is going to change over the next 10, 15, 20 years. It's going to be pretty incredible. But there's concerns. So one, there's concerns about the answers. What is the reliability of these AI answers that they're giving? Are they reliable? Now, in my opinion, if you look overall at probably the amount of answers AI is giving, there probably is a small percentage that is not accurate. Now, is the media and are the news stations or these writers going to concentrate on that very, very small percentage? Probably. But is it actually a huge concern? Probably not. It's probably going to be a very small portion, in my opinion, where there is going to be concern. But overall, it's probably going to be pretty accurate because after all, it's pulling from the same stuff that we've all been reading this entire time anyway. And then the other thing is going to be the ad revenue. So to give an example, Google's saying right now, we're switching to those AI-generated answers. But in the coming weeks, we're going to start introducing the shopping and the paid ads to go with it. What does that look like? So from the sounds of it, it could be you going on there and saying, how do I make a waffle? And now it's going to give you those results of how to make a waffle. And then it's going to recommend the best waffle maker. And it's going to give you some shopping ads of where you can find. So it's probably going to really benefit certain advertisers and other ones, not so much. So we're going to go over real quick, and I actually want to show you what I'm speaking about when we're looking at these search results in Google. So here's an example of what I pulled up. All I simply asked Google is, what is artificial intelligence? Now, this is one example of what I received as an answer. So it started with the sponsored ads. So it gave me those paid advertisers that are still up there that are looking for the audience. And then right below it, it gives me that AI overview of exactly what it is. And actually, if you look, so what's interesting is it still does give you some organic results here. All right, so the next page I want to show you is very similar to the last page that I just showed you, except for I tweaked the keyword slightly and I actually got a different experience completely. So remember on the last page, it was the sponsored results followed by the Google AI results, and then it went into organic. On this page now, we're going straight in to the artificial intelligence response. So here comes the AI overview. It's given me different articles that it wants me to look at, and it's trying to answer my question. And what's interesting is who's there? Wikipedia. Wikipedia, huge increase in web traffic compared to other pages who have seen a really big decrease in web traffic. All right, so speaking about all of the changes and all these things that are happening, I think it's good to understand the overall changes of the algorithm that have taken place since 2022. So in 2022, Google introduced a helpful content update. And really what it was trying to do is it was trying to please the consumers. It was trying to pull back from all of those websites that were building content pages to please Google and not necessarily the end consumer. Here came another one, an update. A second update came through, and then in September of 2023, a third algorithm, the second one was in September of 2023, and then the third and final one that they've done was in March of this year. I say final, trust me, it's not final. There's gonna be plenty more coming their way. But basically what they're saying is overall, they believe the three algorithms were a huge success. Why? Because they're saying that it produced 45% less low quality, unoriginal content in the actual results. And so that's them saying, hey, we were able to strip out nearly 50% of bad content and provide the consumer a better experience. And that's really what they're trying to do with AI. But again, those questions come into play. What happens if the consumer never leaves Google now? Do they even have to leave Google? Where do they head off to? Is it just going to be the search ads? What's happening? Is this something that we now need to start tracking over web usage overall? Are we going to see a decrease? If so, where do we have to make up that with a digital footprint to know that, okay, we're going to see this decrease in web traffic. Now we really need to pay attention to these other channels to make sure we're capitalizing on them. Voice search, things like that are always vital. So if you're not figuring out or you haven't figured out how to get your business or your brand listed in voice search, I highly recommend to get that one figured out. But following up on this, there's always going to be people out there who are questioning the results and questioning whether this is a good thing or a bad thing or what's ahead. But here's the facts. It's coming no matter what. So Google said it's releasing it. Go look. It's out there. But now the big questions come into play is how is this going to affect advertisers? How is this going to affect consumer behaviors? What are the answers in the future? Is advertising costs going to come up? Is it going to decrease? What happens to Google, who makes all of their money off of advertisers, if you're now pulling away from their results? There's a lot of unanswered questions right now. And I think that's okay. This is new. And this is just that next chapter we have to get through. But rest assured, we're going to stay tuned. And we're going to stay very, very close to this topic so we completely understand what those next steps look like. And we'll be sure to be doing plenty of testing. So if you have any questions, if you need anything, please feel free to reach out to us. Make sure you subscribe to our channel. As always, the fortune's in the follow through. Build your brand and you'll build your success. And we hope you have a great day. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Follow Through Factor with Joe Barker. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel to keep up to date on digital marketing best practices. And remember, the fortune is in the follow through.